Welcome to Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert. The information presented is for educational use only and not intended to diagnose or treat any medical conditions. Please visit your healthcare provider. Welcome to Healthy Focus. I'm your host, Rhonda Herbert. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about prunes. A prune is a dried plum, just as a raisin is a dried grape. The most popular varieties, including the Aegean and Italian varieties, are made from dry European plums. So the process of drying plums to make prunes originated near the Caspian Sea, in the same region where European plums originated thousands of years ago. With the migration of the various cultures and peoples, the prunes spread throughout Europe and consequently traveled to the New World. Californians, who are the leading producers of prunes worldwide, boasted the plum drying process in 1856 after Louis Pellier brought a grafted plum tree from his native France. The principal variety was Aegean, which was extremely well suited to the drying process. To produce prunes, plums are dehydrated in hot air at 85 to 90% degree Celsius for approximately 18 hours. It is after this point that the prunes is further processed into juice, puree, or other products. Prunes are a very good source of pro-vitamin A and phenolic compounds. They are also a good source of potassium, thiamine, riboflavin, vitamin B6, boron, and dietary fiber. A 3.5 ounce serving equal to 10 to 12 prunes and provides 240 calories, 2.2 grams of protein, 0.4 grams of fat, and 63.9 grams of carbohydrates, with 7.1 grams of fiber and 38.1 grams of natural sugars, as well as 732 milligrams of potassium. A healthy, high-energy snack, prunes provide antioxidants, calcium, magnesium, potassium, fiber, iron, and vitamin A that may help reduce the risk of chronic diseases. For example, prunes are notorious for preventing and relieving constipation. The prune provides bulk to stool and decreases transit time. The insoluble fiber in prunes provide food for good bacteria in the large intestine. When a good bacteria uses insoluble fiber, they produce butyric acid, which is a short-term chain fatty acid that is a primary fuel for intestinal cells to maintain a healthy colon. These bacteria also form another short-chain fatty acid, such as acetic or propionic acid, that are used as cellular fluid in the liver and the muscles. Additionally, prunes contain a large amount of phenolic compound, that is 184 milligrams per 100 grams. These compounds, mainly neochloregenic and chlorogenic acids, act as antioxidants to bad LDL cholesterol and thereby may act to protect the heart against disease. Any investigation of the blood of 58 postmenopausal, approximately 3 to 5 years menopause women who ate approximately 12 prunes per day for 3 months revealed the presence of enzyme and growth factors that indicated increased bone formation in their bodies. These markers were not seen in women who did not eat prunes. Furthermore, none of the women in the study suffered any negative gastrointestinal side effects. Last, a single 100-gram serving of prune fulfills the RDA requirements for boron, which is 2 to 3 milligrams. Boron is a trace mineral essential for bone metabolism and is a necessary factor in preventing osteoporosis. Now, we choose prunes that are bluish, blemish-free and have bluish-black skin. They should be moist and somewhat flexible. Package should be slightly or tightly sealed to ensure freshness and minimize moisture loss. Whole plumes, prunes with its pits are usually less expensive than the pitted prunes. Again, as with any dried fruit, it is healthier to choose those without preservatives such as sulfuric dioxide. You store prunes in a tightly sealed container to retain moisture in a cool, dry place. They will keep up for several months. So to maximize freshness, prunes can be stored in the refrigerator for 6 months. So prunes contain moderate levels of oxalates. So individuals with a history of calcium oxalate containing kidney stone should limit their consumption of prunes. The information presented today is taken from the Healing Encyclopedia of Healing Foods, not intended to treat or diagnose any medical condition. This is Dr. Rhonda Herbert, and I'll see you again in another episode of Healthy Focus.
You have been listening to Healthy Focus. Please visit our website at healthdove.com, where you can access your health score with our free health evaluation. You can download a copy of the HealthDove app on your mobile phone. Please write to us at info@healthdove.com. Thank you for listening. Tune in next week for another episode of Healthy Focus with Dr. Rhonda Herbert.